A new topic is picked each week. 20 questions are asked, 10 each. One person's a fan, the other had to cram. The winner picks for next week and gets bragging rights, and the loser gets to hang his head in shame.
Today is July 22nd, 2017, and this is Episode 9, Gantz O. My name is Jared.
And my name is Justin.
Then come Shodo no Hajiyo. How's it going, man?
It's going good.
So that wasn't our second attempt at the opening.
No.
I said Talay instead of today.
Talay. No. Here's you saying it.
Talay.
Thanks. Thanks.
By the way,
it's future me.
So I want to say I liked the fart sound you added last week at my request. My only gripe is that you did not make it increasingly worse.
Now, so I did find an increasingly worse one, but it was like 20 seconds long.
You still needed to put
and
that
I would have like it would have like I would have had to like cut and extend and everything like that, and I just didn't want to do that because it would have been like 20 seconds of just ripping it.
You just play it in the background while we're still talking. No, I think that it worked. I was laughing my ass off on the way to work because I just when I listened to it, and I was like, "Man, I hope he really puts it in there." And when he did, I lost it. So thank you for that. I needed it.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, but hey, today's a new show,
and
we were watching
Gonzo.
Not Gonzo.
I said Gonzo. Gantz-O.
Oh, by the way, do you know why it's called Gantz-O?
Because the thing is named Gantz, and it's in the shape of a ball.
No.
I don't know. Why? Why is it
not
gonna...
why. Actually, I've seen this before. I only realized it this viewing. At least I think why. It's called Gantz-O. I think the manga is just called Gantz. Mm-hmm. Because Kato, mm-hmm. or Kato... is a part of the Tokyo team.
Yes.
But they're transported to Osaka.
Yes.
So, Osaka, that's where they're there. Yeah, makes sense. Hmm. Let me get your initial thoughts. As
opposed to last week, I really enjoyed it. This was okay. Right up my alley. I watched the dubbed version of this, and it's not bad.
Yeah.
And the reason I started watching the dub is because I just hit play on Netflix and it started with the dub. So I didn't even know that there was going I was like 20 minutes in and then I looked
You were too lazy to
And
check.
I looked at the audio settings which I think is really cool that Netflix does that now. You can like change the audio settings and all that. And it showed the Japanese dub and I was just like, "Oh, well, no, I'm not even going to bother with it cuz I'm already into it this." And I think the voice acting was great. I think the only problem with the dub is, like, sometimes things don't sync up really well.
Right.
But, I mean...
Yeah, if you watch the sub version, like, just the syncing up of the audio with the CGI mm-hmm. was really good.
Yeah.
I was surprised when I first watched it how well everything lined up. But I... Because I watched last week's undubbed... Netflix just saves your settings when you do that. So I was playing it and I was, you know, making notes and all of a sudden I hear like English. I'm like, I don't remember there being any English in this. So I had to switch it back. So I watched it on the subbed. Mm. No. Yes. Yeah, subbed. Sub. And I enjoyed it. Yeah. I mean, that's how I originally watched it anyway, but I figured you'd like this one because it has some horror elements. It's action packed. So
it's very video gamey.
Yes.
Love it.
Well, I don't want to jump into any because it's a movie and there's less material to work with. So I think we should jump.
I think
right
we
into
should
the,
jump.
You got some redemption to do.
I do. I think I'm going to do better this time. I think I've got some good questions for you.
Good, bring them.
All right, go.
Okay. I think I fucked up one of my questions in our opener. So I'm just gonna skip that one.
No, you should give it to me.
No, I'll give it to you at the end. We'll see how you're doing. I might throw it to you.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. First question. Mm-hmm. You got your score up ready to go?
It's ready to go.
Okay, I got mine. Okay. All right. Yamasaki at first doesn't believe Kato truly wants to save the family, the two old...
Yes, I'm aware.
Yeah. Wanted to save the family. What name did she call him when he gave no alternative motive for why he did it? I give multiple choice.
Okay.
A, phony alien. B, lying monster. C, secretive rat. Or D, silly person. And by the way, you watched it on the dubbed, so that may be different.
Here's the thing, though. I also watched it with the subtitles on.
Okay, good.
To make sure that I got just in case any differences popped up. So I'm going to go with phony alien.
Final answer. You got it.
Boom, because I remember that, and I was just like, what?
That's not a thing you call somebody.
Yeah. All right, sir.
Tricky on that one.
Food question. We need a theme for food questions.
Just sound of ASMR, someone chewing food.
Yum, 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 yum. All right, food question. Kato is stabbed in the subway, dropping a cake to the floor. We get a close-up of the cake that has the message Happy Birthday written on it. What fruit cannot be seen on the cake? Here are your options.
Cannot be seen.
Okay. Yeah, cannot be seen. There are three types of fruit that can be seen on the cake. Which of these is not on the cake? Strawberry. Raspberry. Blueberry or blackberry?
Strawberry, blueberry, raspberry, or blackberry? I don't remember this. I do remember there being strawberries, but I'm going to say blueberry, final answer.
Dun, 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 dun. There's no blackberries.
Oh, shit. I almost thought that was a you got it right sound.
Oh, no, that wasn't. No, it was it's a decreasing in thing. So, dun, 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 dun. No,
that's,
you didn't.
That's my confidence going down the shitter. Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
You ready?
I am ready.
What did Kato use to blind the monster attacking the two old people and the kid? Open answer.
The broomstick that he broke. He breaks off the broomstick and then throws it in the eye of the creature.
Final answer?
Yes.
Correct. Oh, you're doing good. First two, it looks like you actually watched it and paid attention.
I think I crammed for this one.
You did. That's the point. All right. Give me my... Hopefully, right. All right,
true or false? This is what I'm going to call this monster, the slithering bird crab monster. This is a true or false question. The slithering bird crab monster slices three of the Osaka team members in half before it is downed. True or false?
Slices three of them.
Do you remember the monster? Comes in and he's like...
I do. And I remember them getting sliced. I'm trying to remember if there was one... There's more. I think I know it was at least three. I'm going to say true.
True.
Final answer.
Incorrect. It was two. It was only two.
Oh, damn. That's my... Was that Mandela effect on me? I thought it was... Maybe in a different reality it was three. Damn it, I'm not doing good at all.
Oh, man. That's too bad.
All right. Okay, I'll give you this one.
Go ahead.
What did Kato say his father did for his profession? Firefighter, cop, doctor, or gigolo?
Gigolo. honestly do not remember this. I'm going to say Gigolo is a red herring.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I'm going to guess, and I'm going to say firefighter.
Final answer?
Yeah.
You got it right.
Yes!
Nice. Coming back with a vengeance.
Yep, I definitely didn't remember that one. That was a guess.
I was hoping you'd say Gigolo.
No. I was trying to remember because I feel like I would have like remembered him saying that. So.
Don't you remember Bruce Gigolo, Kato, male Gigolo?
Yeah, I remember that Rob Schneider movie.
All right, go. I need to make up for lost questions.
All right, here you go. Here's one. What is the second option to choose from if you score 100 points? Short answer.
Second option. So in the order they give. Yep. So the second option is to resurrect a fallen comrade. Final answer.
Ding, you are correct, sir.
Yes. All right. How do we... Kato was in high school when his parents died. True or false?
True. Final answer.
False. Damn. He was in junior high.
Junior high. Okay. I can remember he was still in school.
Ooh. 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 You're not doing so hot after all.
I remembered him being in school. I couldn't remember. I didn't remember it was junior high, though.
Yeah. All right. All right. I'm back on the board.
All right. All right. This is a greater than, less than, or equal to question.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
When the Osaka team leader attempts to slice open the boss monster, the boss creates four copies of himself. Is that number greater than, less than, or equal to?
I know the scene. It's gotta be even because he was cutting him in half. I'm gonna say equal to, final answer.
You are correct, sir.
Yes.
It's four.
Yeah, that was an interesting scene, at least the one after the old man. Oh yes. Okay. Oka has won how many bonuses at the time that they total? So is it 5, 6, 7, or 8?
7. Final answer.
Correct.
Thank you.
Did you have that question? Good.
All right, sir. Next question.
Which, by the way, okay.
Okay, what?
Can I just say something? Mm-hmm. This is not anything about the I mean, because obviously there's implications, and I haven't read the manga, so I don't know. But, like, if you have, you must either be, you want to stay in the game, which I don't know why you would. I guess if you're, a lot of the guys in the Osaka team were kind of megalomaniacs.
Yeah, they were having fun.
So, like, never taking the last choice. Always just upgrading their weapon. I mean, you get a freaking mech by the end, so I guess that's a cool choice to have.
Oh, we don't even know if that's the end. That was only level 7.
Oh, yeah. Well, end for him.
Well,
spoiler.
Yeah, but, like, what could be next? You don't even know.
Yeah.
You could have a gunman. Who knows?
Yeah. A gunman?
Yeah, a gunman.
Oh. See, we're going to go Gurren the Gun on this. All right, my question.
Next question.
It's you?
Wait, is it my question?
It's your question.
Oh, I thought it was your question.
No, I meant my question, like you give me a question.
Oh, I was thrown off. All right, sir. What game does Oka say he played in college while fighting the boss in his boneheaded demon form?
Some open answer.
Mm-hmm.
Ping pong. Final answer.
That's correct.
That was one of my questions. Well, he said another thing, but that
was the main thing.
Yeah. Okay, my question for you.
Mm-hmm.
The giant kaiju, the one that was fighting the mech, is a mix between what two animals? Open answer. What, like, most obvious animals that was a mix between?
It was a bull and a spider. Final answer.
Correct.
I mean, unless you're going to go Minotaur and spider.
No, okay. Bull. Like, yeah, general. Okay. You got it right. Oh, man. I'm getting all the fart sounds.
Oh, here's one now.
Wait, three. Okay. Great.
All right, sir. What was Reika's profession before dying? Short answer.
Reika.
Oh, I hope I got her name right. She's not remembering it.
No. Reika. Before dying.
Mm-hmm.
She was... they give two...
I will accept either.
She was an idol, final answer. Or a model, I guess you could say.
Correct. Yes, I have actress/model, because they say, oh, you were that actor in that commercial and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. In Japanese, they refer to them as idols, so I guess that works.
Yes.
Okay.
You're almost up there.
Almost. Yamasaki's son is how old? 2, 3, 4, or 5?
3, final answer.
Correct. Man, this is a boring game because you're getting them all right.
Just remember them. Because I really enjoyed this movie. I really did.
Well, that's good. I'm glad I picked something that can entertain you. All right.
Next question. The final boss overall takes 6 different forms. True or false?
Let's see. You got the old dude. Multiple naked woman form. They had, after that it was the strong dude, I think. Then it was the skull head dude with the tentacles. And then there was the final form. So 5? I'm going to say... Wait, was it true or false?
Yes.
False. I think it was 5.
You're correct. It was 5.
Yes. I remember. All right. Shimaki was killed by what form of the boss? He was a member of the Osaka team.
Shimaki.
Opening.
Shimaki. Was that the booby monster? Final answer.
Yes, I would have accepted an inflating naked monster, naked woman monster.
What a weird transition that was, going from the eye to the nipple. Oh my god, that was a weird transition.
Yeah, and then like the guy, the artist who was like that was writing this is like, listen, I got a weird thing that's gonna happen in this story, but just go with it. The old dude turns into a booby monster. It was like generally creepy.
Yeah, I mean, no, it yeah, it definitely was. A lot of the monsters were, and they weren't like your normal everyday monsters. So, you know, you had like all different kinds.
Right.
Yeah, we'll go into more.
Well, we'll talk about. I mean, we'll talk about like, as far as what they drew from. But those they were not ones you normally see.
Right. Not your American monsters. That's for sure.
Yeah. go. I have to make up 2 points.
All right, let's see if you can do it.
I can do it.
All right. How does Gantz refer to Rika? Rika. I'm sorry if I'm not saying her name wrong. Rika. It does Gantz say, this is multiple choice, jugs, tits, melons, or boobs?
So Gantz refers to her?
Yep.
I actually don't remember that. I remember it vaguely. I'm going to go ahead and say, go with jugs, final answer.
That's correct.
Yeah, well, see, at least they gave her a reason for being, like, the kind of, like, eye candy of, like, the show. Because, like, she did have, like, that profession.
Yeah, that was her profession, having so jugs.
It fits. No, like, being an idol, like, being, you know.
I understand. You know what I'm talking about. I understand what you're saying. Next question. Okay.
Yes. How did Suzuki die? Open answer. Before he joined the Gantz team.
Suzuki. Oh, shit. I don't remember. Car accident. Final answer.
Incorrect. Put a fart up on the board.
Damn.
He died from a stroke.
Stroke.
Yes, that's the old dude.
Yeah, okay. Someone died of a car accident. Who was that? I remember a car accident. I don't know.
Maybe it's another question I might ask.
All right, sir. We better not tie here, okay?
Oh, do we have rules for a tiebreaker?
No.
I think we do. I think I made rules. Specifically,
was the rule that you made?
I gotta consult the rule. Wait, pause the game.
Consulting the rules. Bring out your leather bound book.
All right, fan cram. I gotta dust it off. All right. In the event of a tie, and if no additional questions remain to break said tie. But from both of us, all players must roll a d20. Highest roll wins. Reroll any ties.
Oh, the roll of the dice.
Yeah. And I have a d20 on my phone, so I can roll for both of us.
Oh, that's cheating. That's unfair. You obviously it's have digital. The advantage.
I hacked my own program. All right. Give me it. See if we can avoid this tie.
All right. Next question. How is the flying demon killed? Short answer.
Flying demon.
Because they try and kill him many ways, and he is ultimately killed how?
Let's see. I don't know his name. The other guy from the... I'm going to explain to you. So the other guy from the Asaka team is being crushed by him, and he's able to fire his little popper gun into his face. Final answer.
That's correct.
Did I get it verbatim on your sheet?
Pretty much.
The popper gun.
I didn't have popper gun, but that's pretty much it. Which is a weird design for a gun. I don't know if that's the kind of gun I would want. Like, I need something to see, like, where my projectile is going. Because I can't judge the distance like without seeing anything.
Yeah, there's a delay on it.
Yeah,
so.
No, that's that would be the worst weapon to have. The rifle though that they have later, I think is good, but man, that little popper gun. Ooh, no way.
Yeah. All right, your final question. See if I can stump you. This is an open answer. Why did Nishi kill the other new guy before they went to Osaka?
He says he would slow him down. But I don't know if that's what you say in your answer. I remember he tries to break out. He throws something at the window. The window doesn't break. And then Nishi shoots him because he says that he's just going to slow us down. Final answer.
Correct.
Yes.
He felt he would drag the team down. Actually, he had instigated it by threatening Nishi, but he said that because he's kind of a loose handle.
Right.
He would just slow the team down.
He's a dick.
Yes. Oh, man. If I get this right. Wait, are you... Yeah, you're at 8.
Okay.
So, I could do it.
You could time me. All right. Oh, man, this one's kind of easy, too. All right. Because I gave you my harder ones earlier.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What creature is it that alerts the monsters to where the team is located? This is multiple choice. Is it the buckethead demon, the flaming demon, the rolling head demon, or the many-eyed demon? Of course, these are all names that I have come up with for these demons, but they are based on the descriptions and how they look. So...
So same again, there's the... Go ahead, same
The
again.
Bucket head demon, the flaming demon, the rolling head demon, or the many-eyed demon?
I'm gonna... was it the flame one? No. Bucket. Can you explain the bucket head demon to me?
There is a demon with what looks like a bucket on his head. I'm not lying. I
know. I understand that, but like, is there anything else other than the bucket? Does he have more than two arms?
He has kind of, yes, he has. No, he has two arms. I mean, he looks like a regular goblin, but he's got a bucket on his head. The bucket has little dimples on it, and he's got, like, long black hair. I'm doing this from memory. And, like, his hair is hanging out at the bottom of the bucket, I think. I have to go back.
And there's a many-eyed demon. I know there was a rolling head demon at one point, and there was a flaming rolling head demon.
I'm counting those as two different monsters.
I know. I don't remember the... I'm just going to say... Buckethead demon, final answer.
Incorrect, sir.
Was it the rolling head
demon? It was the rolling head demon. Because, remember, he's rolling up and they see the hair on his back, on the back of his head. And he turns over and he looks right at him.
Damn it.
But there is a buckethead demon. I can pull up the damn image. Like,
pull up the damn image. I want to see it.
Later, I will. When we're not recording. But there is a buckethead demon.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank
you.
You
won by a single point.
I mean, I won, though, so that's good.
You did. I'm glad. You needed a redemption from last week.
I did. I really did, because that was bad. I didn't do very well. I didn't do very well at all. It was quite embarrassing, honestly.
No, well, I mean, you seem kind of proud of yourself, actually, at some points, that you were not doing well. It was like your last fuck you to that show. So, I'm glad you found something.
All right.
Well, awesome, man. Well, what are we
going to
watch
next? Well, I'm going to verify that it's on Netflix really quick just to make sure, and it is. We are watching Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
And what is that?
So, I would honestly like you to know as little as possible before watching the movie.
Okay.
But it is a horror comedy. I will say that. I don't know how much. It's not really horror because it's not scary as much as it's a parody of slasher movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a dark comedy, cool. I guess.
Is so. I know offline that you've been asking me about. Who's that guy? Who does did Hot Fuzz? Is this a hot?
This
the
is,
same
this
guy
is
did
not
Hot
an
Fuzz?
Edgar Wright movie. I can look up Edgar and
Wright?
See
okay.
who the director of this is, though. But it's kind of become a little cult classic. It's got a little following, but it's not super well known.
Is it like horror comedy like Evil Dead is?
Similar. Evil Dead. I'd say this is more of a comedy than Evil Dead is. Evil Dead gets funny because of how ridiculous it gets.
Right.
This gets funny because of what happened. Not because of how ridiculous it gets, but kind of like what happens to the characters and like how other characters perceive other characters and stuff like that, instead of like ridiculous blood effects and crazy looking demon ladies.
Right. Well, cool. Well, I look forward to it. I like horror comedy.
Enjoy.
I will. I need to give you the rest of my questions.
Oh, throw them at me.
These are my easy ones that I did not do because I knew you'd get them. But apparently you got all the other ones, so it doesn't really matter. So Kato is with what team?
Kato is the Tokyo team.
Tokyo team, correct. How did Kato's parents die?
I don't remember. Car accident. Oh, car accident.
Yeah, it's got everyone died from a car accident. Oka mentions that only what type of attack would work on the boss?
A sneak attack.
Yeah, surprise sneak attack. All that. And then how did Reika die? Reika.
Did she die? Before. Did she die? Of course she fucking died. I don't remember.
Same as everybody else.
Was it a car accident?
Car accident.
Oh my god. I don't remember that. Yeah. Wow. Because I remember a car accident only once.
Yes. Yeah, it was... Everyone died from a car accident for some reason.
I mean, that's pretty common way to go.
Maybe Gantz arranged all these people to die.
Uh-oh. So, like, okay. Okay, now let's... do you have more questions?
We're getting into it. Nope, I don't. Okay. That's it.
So, this is based on a manga, right?
Correct.
Yes. Please tell me there's more, like info on what Gantz is, and like I need to know more. Like,
you know, I don't actually know. I would imagine so, because I think the manga is more broad in scope.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine. Let me see how many volumes it has.
I'd be very interested in a sequel. I don't know if they're going to do one, but I'd be. Even if it's a different main character, that's fine. Just give me a different group. That would be totally fine in the same scenario. Or not the same scenario, but like something that Gantz puts them on a mission. But like, I want to know why Gantz is a thing, why it's doing this, and like how is it causing these demon invasions? Like, I need more information.
Right, so Gantz has 37 volumes.
Okay.
So I would imagine
I'm sure that's there's a lot more than the movie.
Yes, definitely. So written and illustrated by Hiroya Oku.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Published company Dark Horse Comics. So yeah, I mean. I'd be interested actually reading this.
I just want to know more.
Yeah. So it looks like they go more in depth. I mean, they allude to a lot of things at the end of this one that like Kato isn't just like some random guy. He's been on the team multiple times, or he's been on their team before, which was kind of a. I understand they had to kind of cram a lot of things into this to kind of make it a whole story.
Hmm.
I think that part really kind of left you out hanging because, like, well, why didn't they
show any... The ending was very rushed. I mean, I don't really usually like montage endings, and I didn't really like this one that much because it's just like, mm-hmm. Here's a lot of stuff because we've got to end the story. Like,
right. I imagine because they had to cram a lot of stuff from the manga mm-hmm. into it. But, you know... Him having his memory wiped because he at one point took the third option.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like they, after they do their mission, they can leave. Like, they can go back. I mean, they still have to wear the suit or whatever. Yeah. But they're able to kind of go out into the world and do stuff. So Yamasaki, you know, she got... she was resurrected.
Right.
But she's still in the game, I guess.
Yeah, because so you would be resurrected, but you'd be resurrected only for the game. That you would be the digital right. version of yourself, and right. then you have to score another 100 points so you can release yourself from right. the game.
Yeah, and you know her whole thing was they wanted to live together and everything. Like, so I guess it's like, be kind of like a bittersweet moment where it's like, oh yeah, you're resurrected and we can live together, but whenever we're called, they'll just download us into the game.
Yeah.
So yeah, they didn't really also go into why these, like, they always kept saying, like, no one knows where these monsters came from. And by the way, the reason why you probably don't know a lot of these, like, they're really uncommon, is because a lot of them are based off of yokai, mm-hmm. From like Japanese mythology. Like, they were like the flying monster was, what is it? Oh, which it was, let's see. There was a very popular one that for some reason my brain just farted on.
Farted. Well, I can tell
you, know,
I can tell you there's something going on with half snake, half bipedal creature thing, because that's been a thing lately. I don't know when this came out, but like the monsters in King Kong were bipedal snake creatures. I don't know. Every time I see a monster like that, I always think of the creepers from Code Lyoko.
Yeah.
That show.
Oh wait, Tengu. Is that Tengu? Tengu.
Nope.
So you know, in Dragon Ball Z, when Goku went to King Kai's for the first time,
yes.
But he fell off the road, and he met those two demons who were like the trainers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't remember what they look like. I have to find.
So those are called Oni.
Oni.
Have you ever heard that name?
I've heard the Oni Genji skin from Overwatch.
Yeah, that's based off of that. It is. I'm serious.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sure, but that's like my only knowledge of it.
Yeah, so it was kind of, I mean, I don't know Oni with the wings, but like the it was all red, mm-hmm. and you know, demonic. Like the rolling flaming head in a wheel, mm-hmm. is a type of yokai. Yeah,
that's such a cool creature design, I think. It's so odd.
And I don't know about the bull spider, but I'm assuming
very minotaurish. Like very minotaurish, except with spider legs. Rolling flaming head. Like, what's the name of that yokai?
I don't know. Kumo yokai, the Japanese spider demon.
Welcome to the Fan Cram Showdown, where we look up yokais.
This is the Yokai Watch Corner. But the old man, let's see, old man.
Here we go. I found it. It is.
I should have brought my.
The Wanyinudo, forgive me once again, is a giant, fearsome man's head trapped within a flaming ox cart wheel. Who the fuck thinks of that?
Well, you know, back in the day, you know, like I have a book of yokai I actually read my 5-year-old son. It's probably not the best book to read him, but he thinks it's hilarious. But they come with some weird ass shit.
Like,
there's a whole classification of yokai that are all based on household objects that are older than 1,000 years old.
Oh my God.
And it's like, if for some reason, after 1,000 years old, something gets possessed and does its own thing. Like, there's like a towel. There's like old pottery that combines and becomes like a pottery demon. And, you know, it's just, you know, a lot of it's superstition. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were made up at some point in the past, just kind of to fill a book. I mean, you know, people live in their house and they hear an old creak up there and they make up a story about it and it becomes a yokai or some sort of demon. So
I remember the time that I heard the door creak open in the other room. And then I just imagined that it was a flaming head trapped in an ox cart.
You know what? Sometimes.
What the fuck?
Like, there's one called a shirime. Oh, and you need to Google this, by the way.
Oh, I'm going to be looking at all of these.
No, yeah. It's S-H-I-R-I-M-E. You need to see this to believe it.
S-H-I-R-I.
Everybody at home, Google this. I'm not going to say until you Google it.
How did you spell it?
S-H-I-R-I-M-E.
S-H-I... R-I. Oh my God. Oh my God. Can I read
So,
the
for those of you
description?
who go ahead, read
Okay.
it.
From a distance, the Shirame appears to be a normal human being. When close enough, however, it becomes apparent that it is a yokai. It has no facial features, but located in its butthole is a large eye which shines like lightning. Why didn't we see that running around?
I don't know, but it also Wikipedia is a strange yokai with an eye in the place of its anus.
The image of. Okay, you have to go to yokai.com and look up the Shirame because the image of this is amazing.
Me see. There in because that's in my son's book and he loves that one because he wants to be that for Halloween. I was like, I don't know how we're gonna do that. We'll give you like a skin tight bodysuit and just like glue an eyeball to your butt. That's
That would
hilarious.
be
Yeah,
great.
it because essentially this thing would just like it wasn't like the I mean it wasn't dangerous. It just in the middle of the night you'd be walking and then some guy would flash you his asshole, his eye hole.
Well, no, he's not flashing. He's just looking at you.
Yeah, it's a definitely apparent.
My God, the images on this are insane.
Yeah. So I kind of want to do that, but I have neighbors that know me, and I don't want to be known as that person in my neighborhood. Yeah, it's awful. But I didn't see any kappa because that was a really po that's a really popular one.
What are kappas are the frog creatures, right? Or is that
Turtle frog. It's a more of a turtle, but kappa is Kappa.
Yeah.
Let's see, what were some other ones that were in there or that could have been in there?
Wow,
There was
yeah.
one.
This is
I
really
mean, there
cool.
was no Tanuki. Tanuki is one, is actually a yokai. So,
Interesting.
I mean, Tanuki is it's actually an animal, but it's there is a Tanuki yokai. And they are obsessed with his balls, apparently.
Isn't everybody?
You know, it Tanuki is the canine yokai with gigantic balls. Yeah, and it does things with those balls.
I'm sure.
So, go to Google Tanuki balls.
To Nuki.
And look at the image search that you get.
Loading. Loading. What is happening? What is happening? Oh my God, it's worse than when Randy gave himself cancer.
So, for those of you who
What
not
is
are
happening? What is this?
So, okay, let me just relay some of the things that are happening right now. There is an image of a tanuki using his balls to it looks like catch birds, like a big a big parachute. There is an image of tanuki floating down to the ground using their nutsacks as a parachute. There is an image of a yokai using his balls as a target for for bowmen to shoot arrows at.
There's one of them using their balls as a net to fish with.
There's one where other tanuki are using another one's balls as a drum, as a taiko drum.
Here's one where they're using their balls as blankets.
Here's one where a bunch of them are have their own their own nut sacks tied around their waist like an apron, but they're like women pressing the grapes to their feet. They're kneading the nut sack of another tanuki.
Oh my God.
Why didn't we see that
Who
one?
comes up with this?
They're censoring the reality of the best yokai.
Oh my God.
We can get a statue of this. Oh, you can get a statue of a tanuki with his balls hanging out.
No, 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 no.
Yes.
No, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes.
You don't need that.
There's one dragging people onto shore like it's a boat. Like other tanuki are in the nutsack like it's a boat, and the other one's dragging it on, dragging it ashore.
Yeah, I'm looking at these statues. It's almost if it was an Ewok with giant testicles.
There's one. This guy apparently carved this one. It's a giant. It's a two-story tanuki.
Oh my
god! With balls, and it's got a dick hanging.
I'm looking at it. That's awful. Why would someone do this with their time?
Well, I think America needs more of this. We're too prudish.
I can do without this though.
There you go. The tanuki, everybody. You'll never play Mario Brothers the same again. When you get the tanuki suit, you're going to wonder where the balls are.
Oh, my God.
Actually, no, no, no. Because tanuki, he just turns into a statue. Tanuki suit. Tanuki suit. Now, I'm really going down the... Yeah, there's no balls in this
gone.
One.
We're just gone down the tanuki hole.
Tanuki suit balls. Yeah, this needs to be a thing. Okay.
Make it a thing. Make it so. All right.
So, yeah, the yokai, I think, was a great... I think it was a great thing that they used that as, like... I mean, a lot of monsters... It's kind of like in ours when we have our... We have, like, our specific things we go toward. I mean, it's... You have, like, werewolves and stuff. So, like, the yokai are there as Japanese history. Like, what they go to. So, using that was I kind of liked it because I knew a lot of them, mm-hmm. and so being able to see them in a different manner, in kind of this new way, was really exciting.
Yeah, no, I'm really interested to learn about these demon creatures. What's that book that you have?
I think it's just called Yokai. Oh, yeah, Yokai book.
Book of Yokai.
It's called Yokai Character Collection. No, it's by you all need to get this too. This is a great book.
All right.
It's by Michael Goldstein and Chip Bowles.
Chip Bowles?
Yeah, Chip Bowles.
Awesome.
Yeah, they have a Kitsune in there.
Cool. What's adding that to my thing.
Kitsune. I think Kitsune is a thing. There's a lot of weird ones in there. Do you know the Pokemon Mawile?
Nope.
Okay, well, look up Mawile, because a lot of Pokemon are based off of yokai. Executor is another one that was based off of yokai. But so if you look at Mawile, it's a yokai that has it's like her hair is like a big mouth.
Yeah.
There is a yokai specifically. It's called Onaguchi or Gucciona. I think that's what it is. Onaguchiona, I think what it is. I think that's what it is. But anyway, it's a woman who has a mouth on the back of her head. It's really fucking creepy. I mean, yokai are creepy as shit, by the way. And so I had actually
really
had to stop.
Interested in it.
I think I first got that book from my son when he was 4. I had to stop because it was giving him like kind of nightmares, but then he got back into it. So, I highly recommend.
Interesting. I'm definitely going to pick that up. Yeah. I'd love to learn more about that.
So there are some cliche moments in any horror movie or any action movie. Never make future plans.
No, never. In any movie. No. Don't do that.
Any movie. Unless you're the main character. And this is a kind of a cliche movie. Mm-hmm. If you're not the main character, don't make future plans because you're going
to die. Don't say, like, oh, I can't wait to do this because you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, no. It's setting you up to die. And of course, happens.
In the end, Yamasaki did get to do what she wanted, but she had to die a really awful death. Mm-hmm. How did you think, the whole final, like, the different phases of the boss? Like, do you think that was well done?
Yeah, absolutely. I loved it.
Like, they're all pretty different from each other.
Yeah. Well, I think, I don't know what his true form would be other than, like, the small man. But I thought it was great and how he considered himself a god and stuff like that. And like considering himself like a god of death, pretty much, and being able to like show that, and I thought it was great. I thought it was great.
Yeah, with because when I first saw it, I didn't realize that I forgot that Gaunt had actually shown them a picture. Mm-hmm. That's how they knew he was the boss. Yeah. Is that he actually showed them a picture? He showed them a picture of what he looked like. Mm-hmm. When they were first going out, but yeah, that going from old man to booby monster was like the two ends of the spectrum for me.
It's crazy,
and and then I was really kind of sad that Oka died because I kind of liked his character. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's kind of a badass, but then he kind of died in a very horrific way.
He dies off screen too.
He dies off screen, but yeah, but they show the rest of him at the end, so. But that final scene when he's like, you know, they did their surprise attack when they're sniping him, mm-hmm. but like his eyes are still like shooting lasers. Yeah. Like it like slows and like focuses on somebody. Mm-hmm. Like that was just really fucked up, but I really liked it. Yeah.
Great.
And I mean, one of the things I like was kind of the details of mm-hmm. a lot of the, it wasn't just like a scary monster. Like it almost had its own biology. And like you didn't know what it was, but you kind of figured there was something behind it. So when Kato was saving the old people,
right?
That one that had like the knife for the tail, I don't even know what it was called. But if you notice on his back, it had those people like stuck in those little like orifices. You know, like well, that's where it put Yamasaki when it caught her.
Yeah, I noticed notice the other ones though.
If you go back and look when she's in there, there's other little like hole, like I could just call them orifices or whatever, but you can see like people's faces and like hands sticking out of other ones because it just like captures people and sticks them in there and like just digests them. But I think how that one died was really awesome. Mm-hmm. Like because you don't really know a lot of what the weapons do until they use them. Right. But like Yamasaki's weapon just like it wraps up a part of the body and then like deletes it.
Yeah.
You know, it gets like sucked out. It's like half his head was, mm-hmm. you know, deleted. Oh, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay. So some quick notes that I have. I think at the start of this, there's a very heavy, noticeable film grain effect put on it, and I don't know if you noticed that, but
like in what way?
Like I mean, like it's like they put like 5 times the amount of film grain on it to make it look, you know, better. But yeah. Like it's I think it gets better as it goes on, but I think what threw me was the subway scene and how much of it there is, how grainy it is. I was just like oh my god. But I think it definitely gets really better like as the, cuz I mean most of the film is dark. So you can't really notice it as much. I think maybe that's because the subway scene, it was all like white walls and stuff like that. It really stood out to me.
Right. Do you think you don't think that's any kind of playback issue from Netflix, or you think it's?
I'm pretty sure that's just a film grain effect on the thing. I mean, check it out on yours. I might be going crazy, but
no, I'll check it out. I didn't notice it, but I'll have to look back at it. Mm-hmm. I think how Kato died was kind of like, that was, even that part was kind of a creepy scene, mm-hmm. with like the subway stabber.
Yeah. Also looking at it through the security cam and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. What kind of made me think, it's like, he dies in the subway from like just some dude with a knife, mm-hmm. but then like he joins Gaunt's again, he gets a suit and he kind of becomes somewhat of a badass. I mean, you know, he's not like the best fighter, but you know, he's able to fight these yokai, but he couldn't just like punch a fucking dude in the face that had a knife.
Inconsistency. Also a note that I had while watching was that the suits very much reminded me of the suits from Crysis, the video game.
I never played it.
Well, in Crysis, you have a power suit that can do many things. You can, like, buff yourself with armor, which was what immediately reminded me of that, is, like, when, mm-hmm. you know, he thinks he gets crushed, you know, but the suit, like, buffed himself up, you know, right. and stuff like that. And I was just like, oh, somebody played Crysis. Yeah.
Well, they actually were really consistent with that. Like, whenever, like, even in, like, the quick cut scenes when, like, he gets hit really hard or like they fly against something, they get hard and they have to fly against something. Like they even the quick scenes they show that the suit like hardened, even like that quip moments, like it was very, I thought it was very consistent that they did that. So like you weren't like, well, how could he take a punch like that, or you know, something like that. So they were consistent in that, and so I was glad that that didn't root take me out of it. I was kind of looking for those things. I think that's it. I mean, there wasn't, as far as story, there actually wasn't a there was a ton of depth they could have gone into, but I don't think there was a ton that they gave us.
That's what I'm saying. I want to know more. But I mean, it was great little simple movie of, you know, of a player playing a video game level, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I don't think, I'm trying to think of who had a character development. I think the only person who did was Yamasaki,
Yeah, pretty much.
because hers was just like, oh, there are good people in this world, and that. But Kaido was kind of the same all the
Yeah,
way
he was always
through.
the heroic, like, gotta save everybody. He doesn't
Yeah.
change from the moment it starts to the moment it ends.
Nishi, I mean, he kind of did a
No.
little change, but he was still kind of an
He's still
asshole at
an
the end.
ass.
You just want to get those
Yeah.
points. Suzuki was the same. Reika was the same. Everyone else died.
They did.
Yeah, nothing much else to do. And that's actually why, in the after show, which we're going to get to here, I didn't have anything. I mean, this
No.
may have a fan base, but not enough for this anime. So we're going to do SDCC coverage,
We're
y'all.
gonna talk about the San Diego Comic-Con. We're gonna watch these trailers. So join us for that on the YouTubes at
Yes.
bit.ly/fancramlive. All right.
Yep. You want to do
Let's
Twitters?
do Twitter, sir. Go ahead.
All right. You can follow the show at Fan Cram Show. You can follow Justin at Justin underscore the Scott.
Indeed.
And you can follow me at Toki Doki Tensai, TokiDokiTensai, Toki Doki Tensai. And if you want to complain or give us suggestions for other shows, you can email us at fancramshowdown@gmail.com.
Too many fart sound effects
Not
are not
enough.
enough.
That's gonna be, I'm gonna email myself and say that. And if you all rate us on iTunes, give us 5 stars and roast us in the
We
comments,
will
and
read them.
we'll read it out.
Read them. All right, sir. Thank you for joining me this week. Thanks for suggesting Gantz Zero, because I really enjoyed it, and I'm definitely going to delve into the world of yokai.
Yes.
Now, sir, for next week, you will have to watch, and reminder for all of our listeners, what's the name of it?
Tucker and
That's
Dale vs.
it.
Evil. God damn it, you picked it.
That's it.
Yes, watch that
That
one.
one. It's on Netflix, everyone. Watch it. It's very
Yes.
enjoyable. I'm sure everyone will love it. If you don't, what's wrong with you? All right. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Bye.